Kevin R. Novak, owner and operator of Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. This brief is meant to be encouraging. Preachers, just like other humans, sometimes are subject to their thinking being contaminated by humanism. That is, sometimes preachers buy into the lie that the civil government has absolute authority, that the civil government can do whatever they want, and supposedly, according to Romans 13, we must obey. Why do I say that the civil government does not have the right to do whatever they want? Here's why. It is called the Romans 13 winning syllogism. Premise 1. Humans are not the ultimate authority. Premise 2. The civil government is comprised of humans. Conclusion. The civil government is not the ultimate authority. The reason we are not supposed to always obey the civil government is because the civil government is not the ultimate authority. God is the ultimate authority, and it is Him that we are always supposed to obey. This is why I say that sometimes preachers are subject to their thinking being contaminated by humanist thinking. Because when they approach Romans 13, their superficial analysis is, well, we must obey. This is not an exaggeration. Many of America's high-profile preachers treat Romans 13 with this type of superficial analysis. I'm not telling you that disobeying the civil government is an easy thing. On the contrary, obeying God is not always an easy thing. But why don't preachers preach that the civil government has limits? Because they're thinking like humanists. I ask preachers all across America to subscribe to the Romans 13 winning syllogism, that God is the ultimate authority. According to Romans 13, let us always obey Him. You'll never hear this in a civil government school. That's why I, Kevin R. Novak, promote civil government school system abolition, and I do this through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.